What do you have in your house? This financial teaching, What Do You Have in Your House?, I want to start with a powerful scripture revelation of a renewed mind by the Word of God that will always produce a prosperous mind and thus a prosperous life. So let's read Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The mind really does matter when it comes to us experiencing true prosperity. It is renewed mind by the Word of God that is going to result in us prospering. Prosperity starts and is maintained in the renewed mind of a believer by the Word of God. This scripture is telling us not to be conformed to this world, or let the world mold us, but let the Word of God transform us by the renewing of our minds. So be transformed, and transformed comes from a Greek word, metamorphio, and from it we get our word metamorphosis. We talk about metamorphosis when a caterpillar changes to a butterfly. It is a metamorphic process. When a caterpillar is changed into a beautiful butterfly, that change is so drastic until you don't even remember the caterpillar, but all you see is the beautiful butterfly. Even so, this transforming is changing somebody from what they were to what God wants them to be. But the change is so dramatic until you can't even see by what they are now what they were before. You should be changed. If you are not being changed by the Word of God, it's because you are either not hearing the Word of God on a daily basis, or you are not doing the Word. In the book of James, it talks about when you get the Word of God by reading and studying it, or hearing it preached. It is like looking in a mirror, and if you look in the mirror, you don't do what you see, then you will have to come back and look again. In other words, it's like when somebody looks in a mirror at their hair while they are dressing to go to church, and then they come back by that mirror and check it out again. Now, the hair didn't change between the last time they checked it 5 minutes ago, but what I am saying is you got to continue to look in the mirror of the Word to see what you look like in the Word if this Word is going to change you. Many have sit under the teaching and preaching of the Word of God for many years and have never been changed because either they have never heard the Word or they have never acted on what they heard. We have got to act on what God gives us. Now I'm talking about renewing your mind because soul prosperity is going to produce financial prosperity and even health prosperity. Let's see why the poor do not prosper. We'll read from Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the tilled land of the poor. This scripture in Proverbs 13:23 tell us there is much food in the tillage of the poor. In other words, there are things right around you, if you happen to be in lack, that can get you out of lack this week. They are right around you, and people whose minds have not been affected by the Word of God, either not hearing it preached or hearing it and not acting on it, and so then their minds are not renewed by the Word, and their minds are contaminated with wrong thinking that they have been given no opportunities. They always have been poor. They are the wrong color or sex. They are uneducated, etc., etc. I want to tell you the story of a woman on welfare who could have had those kinds of wrong thoughts that would have kept her on welfare the rest of her life, but she saw instead the tillage or the financial increase opportunity that was right in her house. This woman found a recipe of her great-grandmother, and she made it, and she and her family and others really liked it. For some reason, she felt this recipe could bring benefit to her life, so she continued to produce it and started selling it. Today, her syrup sells in over 500 grocery stores. Now, what happened? She didn't let the welfare mentality of being poor with no opportunities to ever see any financial change of increase stay in her mind, and so she was able to see the opportunity for financial increase right in her kitchen, right in her home. Proverbs 13:23 told us, "There is much food in the tillage of the poor." In other words, there are things right around you, if you happen to be in lack, that can get you out of lack this week. They are right around you. And people whose minds have not been affected by the Word of God for some reason or another will never see opportunities that are right around them. Proverbs 22:9 even talks about a bountiful eye. Let's read about it. "He who has a bountiful eye shall be blessed." What is this scripture talking about? He is not talking about your physical eyes that you see with, but he is talking about the eyes of your spirit. He's talking about if you can see it, then you can get it. There would have been a lot of people who would have taken that recipe for syrup and watered it up and threw it away, but this woman didn't do that. She thought there was something for her with this recipe, so she made the recipe, and she and her daughters started out of their basement jarring this syrup and took and sold it in the grocery stores. And then she got a factory where she made more and sold more until she became a millionaire out of making her great-grandmother's syrup. We have to realize that God can do that for anybody. We are programmed by this world system to get a job, but God wants to give us ideas that will really prosper us. But it takes a renewed mind by the Word of God. God loves everybody, and He is making the same opportunity for you. Look at this scripture, Proverbs 10:15. "The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty." What that scripture is saying is that with a poverty mindset, you can't see opportunity when opportunity is all around you. There is gold in the ghetto. Guaranteed, there is opportunity right now within 1 mile of where you live, and you can be a millionaire if you tap into the resources. It is all around us. Have you ever heard the expression, "If it had been a snake, it would have bit you"? Somebody is looking for their keys to the car, and they just can't find them, and somebody else comes along and says, "There it is right there," and it was there all the time. Why didn't they see it? Something happened. They probably had looked for a while and made up their minds they couldn't find their lost keys, which is what kept them from seeing them right in plain sight. And their mind fooled them into not seeing the keys right in front of them. I am saying there are opportunities around you and me to be rich. Opportunities to be prosperous, opportunities around you to be debt-free by the end of the year of your house mortgage, your car loan, or student loan. There are opportunities all around you right now. There was a widow woman with 2 children in 2 Kings 4 whose husband had died and left her with debt, and the creditor came to collect on her debt, and she didn't have it to pay. So let's read about it. This is in 2 Kings 4, verses 1 and 2. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, This servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thy handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. The woman whose testimony I just shared that went from welfare to faring well could have said she had nothing in her house except for syrup from a recipe from her great-grandmother and stayed on welfare, but she didn't. She saw the syrup financial increase opportunity. You got to hear this. This woman in the scripture doesn't have anything in her house except for a little oil. But yet, that oil paid off her debt she could not previously pay, and she had enough to live off of the rest. What do you have in your house? I'm telling you, guaranteed you have something in your house. I guarantee you have something in your house. God has put something in everybody's house. There is much food in the tillage of the poor, so it's right there. If God can take this woman on welfare to be a multimillionaire, He will do the same for you. So I suggest that you meditate this scripture and let it speak to you so that you can find what is in your house. Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. Let this word work through you and become a living sacrifice for the kingdom of God, giving out the good news of the kingdom of God so that others can have their minds renewed and they too can prosper. If you take the word of God, it is going to lead you into the tillage of the poor and also others when you take it to them. I believe that God is going to take you to opportunities in your life that you never saw before you took that word I shared with you here, guaranteed.